clarification on the upcoming special primary. Good evening, Mike Sennett from the News Talk 98.9 WORD 24/7 News Center. The State Election Commission clarifying a couple of issues on the special Republican Senate primary, including who will and who will not be eligible to vote. Roger Davis reports.
First, there will be early voting that will be available at the usual locations from Wednesday, August 5th through Friday, the 7th. Voters can visit any early voting center, present their photo ID, and cast ballots using the same system they would find at their polling place on Election Day. Concerning eligibility, voters who cast ballots in the June Democratic primary are not eligible to vote in the August 11th special Republican primary, nor in any necessary runoff. Those who did vote in the Republican primary or who did not vote at all in the June balloting are eligible to vote on August 11th. The commission says its findings are determined by state election laws covering voter participation in party primaries. Roger Davis, News Talk, 98.9 WORD.com News.
A previously convicted sex offender facing charges again after discovered he was volunteering at a church in the Lowcountry. Georgetown County Sheriff's Office says 70-year-old Warren Spence Perry volunteering at Pawleys Island Community Church. He was convicted of sexual exploitation of a minor in 2023 and is on probation. Officials say because the church operates a nursery, preschool, and elementary school, he was in violation of his probation. President Donald Trump will address the nation tomorrow night, and you can hear it right here on News Talk 98.9 WORD. The Voice of the Carolinas will carry special live coverage of the president's address tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. If you have a news tip or story idea, email news at 98.9WORD.com. Mike Sennett on The Voice of the Carolinas. News Talk 98.9 WORD.